Dark Energy Survey Year 3 results. Imprints of cosmic voids and superclusters in the Planck CMB lensing map, by A. Kavasis et al. The CMB lensing signal from cosmic voids and superclusters probes the growth of structure in the low redshift cosmic web. In this analysis, we cross-correlated the Planck CMB lensing map with voids detected in the Dark Energy Survey Year 3, Y3, dataset, approximately 5,000 deg squared, expanding on previous measurements that used Y1 catalogs, approximately 1,300 deg squared. Given the increased statistical power compared to Y1 data, we report a 6.6 sigma detection of negative CMB convergence, kappa, imprints using approximately 3,600 voids detected from a Red Magic luminous red galaxy sample. However, the measured signal is lower than expected from the MICE-N body simulation that is based on the model, parameters omega m equals 0.25, sigma 8 equals 0.8, and the discrepancy is associated mostly with the void center region. Considering the full void lensing profile, we fit an amplitude a kappa equals kappa des, kappa mice to a simulation-based template with fixed shape and found a moderate 2 sigma deviation in the signal with a kappa approximately equals 0.79 plus or minus 0.12. We also examined the WebSky simulation that is based on a Planck 2018 cosmology, but the results were even less consistent given the slightly higher matter density fluctuations than in mice. We then identified superclusters in the DES and the MICE catalogs, and detected their imprints at the 8.4 sigma level. Again with a lower than expected a kappa equals 0.84 plus or minus 0.10 amplitude. The combination of voids and superclusters yields a 10.3 sigma detection with an a kappa equals 0.82 plus or minus 0.08 constraint on the CMB lensing amplitude. Thus the overall signal is 2.3 sigma weaker than expected from mice. This was Dark Energy Survey Year 3 results. Imprints of cosmic voids and superclusters in the Planck CMB lensing map, by A. Kavasis et al.